Hello, backstage. I was really wanting to do one of these here questionnaires today. And I found this one that I think is good for me. Not too hard, kind of fun. It is the Nice to Meet You questionnaire for the new and old, posted by Little Mako. I hope I'm saying that right. So I'm just going to read the questions and give you my answers and try not to be too snarky. Maybe a little snarky. Okay. All right. Please, number one, please introduce yourself, your username, and what name you'd like to go by. Feel free to come up with an origin story. My username is POV Scribe. And you can call me anything you want. So you can call me POV, you can call me Scribe, you can call me POV Scribe, you can call me Hey Girl, which is actually what my friends say to me. And the origin story is that I started writing erotica on Literotica under that same handle, POV Scribe, because I write from both the straight male POV and the straight female POV. I mean, it shouldn't matter, but I am straight female. But for some reason, I do like to write from both POVs. So there you go. Number two, are you are or aspiring to be a performer, a writer, a lurker, etc. More than one can be applicable. Well, I think it's a bit late for me to be aspiring to be a performer since I think I have something like, I don't know what, 30 things on here. But I do aspire to be an inspiring performer. And I have been writing. I mean, I think writers are always aspiring to be better writers, so in that sense, I'm aspiring. And I do not aspire to be a lurker. Too late for that. I'm good. Number three, favorite musical genre. Top three musical artists. My favorite is, well, disco, 70s rock, and British new wave. I mean, I think it's new wave, whatever that thing is that comes after punk rock. Okay. I mean, I'll tell you the bands and then you tell me what it is. I have no idea. I don't really think about genres. I just think about bands. So when I'm writing or inspiring myself, I do listen to a lot of Donna Summer. I know. And Bee Gees. Don't ask. And I don't know. And then I do listen to The Stranglers. I listen to New Order, Joy Division. I'm probably dating myself. I don't know. I mean, it is retro for me, but you know. And what else? I actually do listen to quite a lot of Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett singing duets. So hey, go figure. All over the place. All right, number four. What is your current favorite kink fetish? What do you find sexy? It can be specific or vague as you wish. Well, if you've listened to my audios, you know that I'm really into backdoor. I actually don't consider that a kink or a fetish. I mean, I guess for a straight woman, it is not common or not like a everyday thing, but no pun intended, I do consider that an avenue, if you will, of exploration. But you know, it's just what I like. What can I say? But Honestly, I'm just GFE all day long. So, GFE anal, I mean, if you keyword search GFE anal, I'll probably be all over your page. All right. Number five, kink fetish you'd like to learn more about. Well, I'm very intrigued by femdom and femsub. I don't really think I'm either one of those things, but it's fun to think about. I mean, I'm in real life, I'm pretty bossy, so I think femdom comes more naturally to me. But in the bedroom, I actually don't really think of myself that way, but it could be fun to explore. And then femme sub, I mean, I'm just really not a sub type person, but I do like, what can I say? I do like to have my face pushed down the mattress sometimes, so maybe I do. I don't know. So yeah, I'll explore those and maybe I'll update in the comments to my own submission about my findings. Number six. Biggest pet peeves. Oh, so very many. So very many. And if any of my actual friends should hear this, they'll know it's me immediately. Okay. So, in life, I really cannot stand it when people do things like. Well, anything noise related. I do have I think a mild case, or maybe not so mild case of misophonia. So on the subway, I live in New York, so people on the subway playing their phones without headphones or pet earbuds, what have you, or even with earbuds and it's leaking, that shit drives me absolutely nuts. I mean, I get kind of anxious, really. Chewing mouth open, I mean, all anything masticating situation, not tenable. Nope. And as far as the writing or literary, I think that, well, for me, bad grammar, bad punctuation, it's just bad. I mean, yeah. In business writing too, I mean, I'm my day job is not erotica, clearly. And so, I encounter in business writing a lot of bad writing, and there's just no call for it, as we would say in the South. Bad, bad, bad. But let me not get too deep in that because I really could just spend a whole audio on that alone. Okay, here's one thing, one pet peeve. The plural of process is processes. It is not processes. Never. Okay? All right. Number seven. Favorite celebrity voice, and do you prefer higher or lower pitched voices? I think I'm not alone in saying I do like a husky voice, slightly aspirated. So I really like Scarlett Johansson's voice. I mean, she really could just say anything. Anything at all. And I would just sit there and listen. A guy's voice. Can't really think of anybody that I go for. I do like a Scottish or an Irish accent, I must say. So, I can't think of that actor's name, but what you call it? I don't know. Scottish, Irish. All right. Okay. Number eight. What ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? Feel free to come up with a brand new flavor. Additionally, how do you prefer your ice cream on its own with or without toppings, sauces, in a cone or in a waffle, etc.? Okay. I had this gelato once. A long time ago, I don't know, like 15 years ago, I don't even remember. It was in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it was avocado gelato, and I've never encountered it again, and I still dream of it to this day. And I don't even think it had like a strong avocado flavor, but just the whole idea of it was just so wonderful. But to answer the question, no, I don't think that that's my the ice cream flavor and my sexual preference. I don't really have a sweet tooth, so it's gonna have to be something like salty almond situation. Salty, sweet. You know what I mean. Number nine. What are your biggest idiosyncrasies, mannerisms, behavior, or way of thinking that makes you you? Well, besides the whole pet peeve situation, which, you know, takes up all my day. Okay, here's one thing I do that's really weird. I don't really tell people about this, but when I take the stairs, I am very meticulous about being even right to left or left to right, like even, you know, both sides. I have this thing about evenness or balance. I know that's so weird. And the other thing is also, I don't really tell this to people. Oh my God, I can't really even say these things. My favorite numbers are all prime numbers. I really don't like even numbers. I don't like non-prime numbers of any kind. And thirdly, when I take bites of something, like something, especially something sinful like ice cream or, I don't know, peanut butter. Oh, actually, almond butter. I don't eat peanut butter. I set a number in my head, like I'm gonna have. Well, again, prime, right? So 3, 5, 7, and so forth. Oh, usually not more than five. Okay, moving on. Number 10. What do you hope to get out of GWA or GWAB? I've gotten quite a lot out of it already. Today, I think I'm 6 weeks old on here. And I had been listening for a while, a little bit before, but I really only came to audios about 2 months ago. So I'm really a newborn in all this. And as far as, I mean, I get a lot of pleasure out of reading, listening to audios. And as far as recording, I mean, it's great when I mean, it's fun to read, look at the upvotes and all that. But I love getting feedback from people. And kind of seeing what they get out of it. And sometimes it's not something I anticipate, and something it is, oftentimes it is quite what I anticipate, but it's nice to hear it echoed from the listener's point of view. And I also love to hear from fellow or sister recorders. That's another pet peeve when people say fellow, and it's actually not a fellow, it's actually a sister, but hey, you know, whatever. Yeah, when I hear from colleagues, if you will, what they get out of it, yeah, I love that, the critique. Okay, I think that's it. I do believe I managed not to be too snarky this time. Thank you for listening. Love to, as always, you know, as with everything, love to get feedback, especially here on this subreddit. So let me hear from y'all. Bye.